Welcome everybody to yet another interview here on the O'Shea Duke Jackson main channel. And you know, we got to have shit popping. I have 50 something interviews, man, that I am behind on. Okay. But I had to get my boy. He been supporting me for so long, man, for years, calling into the Brother Pill and all this shit. We had to get him on today. I want to thank everybody out there that's watching the show. And today we are on with one of our moderators. You guys know him, man. Straight out the loo, the one, the motherfucking only, DJ Killzone Jones. What's up with your player?
What's up, y'all? What's up, everybody? What's up,
man?
DJ Killzone.
Go ahead, show them that nice shirt you got there. Why?
Oh yeah, DJ Killzone Jones. Remember the name, or remember you lame? So you know that's my little catchphrase. That's my little catchphrase I came up with. So yeah.
All right. So DJ Killzone Jones out of the loo, man. Let me ask you this, bro, because I know I've been knowing you for a minute, but how long have you been watching this channel, man? How long you been watching this game on here?
For the last 2 years. So let me tell you what happened. You had Darius Robbins from Mike Check Global, and I remember he put me on to you, and then me and him was working, and I was working as one of his sales reps over there at Mike Check Global.
Okay.
And due to my job constraints, I ain't gonna tell you niggas where I work at, but I already told you, O'Shea. But due to my job constraints, I couldn't really perform.
Right.
And, you know, and so we parted ways, but one of the things he sent me, because I was dealing with this crazy ass chick at the time, and he sent me one of your videos. So I had started watching them, and I just started learning so much game because it was a lot of stuff that he was trying to tell me, because he had his dad in the home. So he was listening to you, Steve Dean, all that. But it was reinforcement for him, kind of keeping him on track and what he was doing. But I had, like I said, I had this crazy ass chick. Now, you know, some of the stuff she was telling me, right, it was kind of coinciding. Like at the time, I had a lot of shit going on. I was interviewing a lot of people. I was running my podcast, Beast of Biz podcast. I was working with him, working, you know, at my job, and then, you know, trying to do stuff at church. So I had a lot of stuff going on, and I think
like guys,
I was trying to get back into the church, you know what I'm saying, trying to get back and serve in the church, because that, you know, just like you, like in my church, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, like kind of like how you said it. How you centered me and being in a, like how you and Steve and all the other guys in the manosphere kind of centered me as far as being a man, they kind of centered me as far as in my faith. Cause a lot, I heard you had made a video how you was getting back into your faith and easily working into it. But like, I had been in a black church. Now this church that I'm in is like headed up by a white pastor. This is the Lutheran Synod. And we got a couple brothers that come in there, but sometimes they come and go because they station in there in the city. It's a little bit more organized.
Right.
But like, it's a primarily black church. All the people that's in the church is black, but it's not all the craziness. You know, it's not Reverend Do You Wrong by a long time.
You
know
what I'm saying? You never Reverend Do You Wrong with the motherfucker.
So I was getting, you know, I had all this stuff going on, and I was flat broke. I had hit a little, every now and then I hit like a spot or some miscalculated some money.
Uh-huh.
Had to get back on my feet. I had to kick the girl up out of here and everything else. And we'll then
talk about that, boy. Them women.
Yeah, oh man. And you know, I had just started watching you, and then it was just like a lot of this stuff I started manifesting in my life, and I kind of had to strike, like I was telling, I made that post on Facebook how niggas was attacking y'all. I had to strike a balance. Like I had me right here in the middle. I had you guys as positive role models, God up here, you know what I'm saying? I got my family over here that's counting on me. And I had to kind of just get myself centered. So that's what ended up happening. And that's why I kept on shouting him out, even though things didn't go the way I planned it with theirs, and I kept shouting him out, and I kept sharing the game, because there's a lot of brothers out there that's lost. And, you know, like, to kind of bring it in perspective, like, my mom, she did the best she could with me, but it was on me to make things happen for myself. And a lot of, I was kind of say my mom is kind of like, you ever seen Bates Motel?
No, what's that?
Okay, Bates Motel is basically the show that's the prequel to Psycho, Norman Bates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I was watching that recently with, well, no, I ain't gonna tell you who I was watching it with, but I was watching it recently, like, yeah, matter of fact, it was like 2 days ago. And his mama, on certain aspects in life, like you were saying with the females, certain aspects with females, getting rid of them or dealing with them or whatever, she would help me with. You know, she was always independent, so she was, like, truly independent. But she always, you know, she wanted a man, and the dudes she was with, she held them down. But the difference between her and a lot of other women was she didn't make that be the reason why she couldn't succeed or prosper. Like, it happened, it fell apart, she kept it moving, whether it was her marriage or whatever, or, you know, her relationship with my dad that kind of deteriorated. But she never... She ain't nothing like the chicks that's out here nowadays, but she still has some of them tendencies that kind of wreck, you know, because she even said, hey, I can't raise you to be a man because I'm not a man.
Okay. Let me stop. Let me stop you right there real quick. Hold on. Cause I got a custom thing out. Michael Hubbard, get your bitch ass up out of here. Okay.
So,
Hold on. And they're cussing them out. Hold on. Yeah. Because the kill zone, he'll keep going. I got to cut in. But hold on, kill zone. Wait, go ahead and finish your last thought so we can get. I got some questions I want to ask you, but go ahead and finish that last thought. Go ahead.
So I was more so afraid. You know how people say they're afraid of everything but Jesus and their mama? I was like that. So when it came to females, I always wanted to be the super duper gentleman. I wanted to roll the red carpet out for them. I wanted to, you know, wait till I got to know them. To have sex with them and fuck them. I had a girl in eighth grade tell me she was gonna rape me in the back of the back of the school in one of them little, you know, them skirt cases where they put all the gym masks and shit at. And I was like, wait a minute, excuse me? My dumb ass could have been smashed. I didn't even get the smash until like my early 20s.
Wait, hold on. Stop right there. Stop right there. I know we both ugly, but goddamn, wait a minute, nigga. You in St. Louis? And you was how old when you got some pussy for the first time?
I was 21.
Hold on. Stay right there.
Oh.
No, that actually ain't too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean,
one second. Hold on, wait. Let me see. Hold on, guys. Okay, hold on one second. You got some good honesty shit. How old was y'all? Put your age in there, and don't put nothing stupid like 9, because that's rape. Okay, I don't want none of you niggas in here talking about you first had sex when you was an embryo. That's something happened to you. You got to be at least. Yeah, put your age when you first got some. Okay, so let me ask you this: when you was 21 and you first got in that, like. What happened before then when you was trying to get in that thing? Well, I mean, like,
okay, so I'm gonna ask. I actually did have a Charlemagne experience or Mike Epps experience with one of my babysitters. You know, one of my babysitter's kids, and she would take me to the back room and lift her shirt up, and like, it wasn't touching of the sexual organs. It wasn't like she was trying to give me no head and no shit like that, but I knew at an early age because my uncle and my brother-in-law sat me down and told me the birds and the bees and everything else like that. They talked to me together, you know, kind of gave the young and the old aspect. So I had that experience, and right after that, I was watching Cinemax, you know, when it was still on regular basic cable, 8 years old. I was bad as hell. But I wasn't bad as hell, but I was kind of like I said, normal base. Like every time I got around a chick and it was finna go down, I was just thinking about what my mama would have said, like, you finna get this girl pregnant. Like, okay. He would have flashes of his mama when he finna get some, and then he would snap. And it was like, so he ended up, like, on the show, he ended up, spoiler, he ended up killing the teacher. The teacher was trying to give him some because he caught him outside the school. Nan's getting beat up by the chick's boyfriend that he had smashed, right? She took him home, and instead of him smashing, he killed her. But anyway, that was me. I wasn't killing nobody, but I was psyching myself out of the coochie. I had got with this girl at 16, my homeboy put me on, and then he turned around and told I stole him instead of him saying, yo, I've been fucking this girl in the back stairwell.
Wait. Say that again, dog. That last part. What'd you say that whole story again?
My homeboy put me on to this girl and then turned around and told his whole family that I stole him from her. Now, I checked in with him. I said, hey, yo, dog, we was on Bebo. I checked in with him. I said, hey, bro, this girl, she added me. Who is this chick? He said, oh, this is my friend. You know, we ain't really compatible like that. She like hip-hop and music and shit like that. But you gonna holler. I said, you sure this ain't yours? You know, I did the homie check. You know, I went, right, and I was a man about it. Nigga, 6 months later, he called. His grandmama called my phone. Now, we cool now, but back, boy, he sat up there because he was pissed at me because I was a quote-unquote older child. I had older siblings. And I just found out I got a 23-year-old brother, but that's another story. But like, he was mad. He was mad. Like, a nigga would get the Nintendo game 2-3 months before him because he had 3 or 4 brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so instead of him saying, "Yo, I would have came in there because this is my dog," I would have went over there and gave him a Denzel Washington performance. Nigga, you been fucking this girl for how long? And she been giving you the coochie in the back of the school? In the accelerated school program where you can't fuck up, like they couldn't even get a C, you would get kicked out of school. That's how bad it was.
Okay.
So I was like, nigga, I would have came over there, cussed your grandmama, your great grandmama out, your auntie, slap your daddy in the back, like, cause that's my nigga. I would have did that. You know what I'm right. saying? But he kind of screwed me over. But anyway, I was getting head off in the back of the in her, they was living in her uncle's basement.
This is St. Louis,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, out in Ferguson. Where Mike Brown got shot. I had got catching 3 buses getting followed by the police at night, going over there trying to get some coochie. So I got some head, and I had first gave some head at 16, 17, but okay. she had me move her to the north side down the street from me on the other side of Natural Bridge with the nigga that she really wanted to be with. The nigga left her like 3 or 4 times. She had got with me, all the homeboys. You know, she was just being young. I ain't gonna call her a hoe, but she was just being young, right?
Okay.
So, and she was so cold with it, she had me move her in with the nigga she's married to now. And I remember I told...
Wait a minute, how did she have you move her in with another nigga?
Okay, so I get there to move her from her uncle's house because her mama made a whole commotion because I had got a scar on the bottom of my, this is how I played it off and got out of it. I had a scar at the bottom of my my gut because okay. she ripped my shit off and scratched me with my belt trying to give me the head. So the mama came in, she had the Band-Aid sitting there on the bed, and it kind of looked like she was finna give me some head though. And I had woke up. I didn't even have my drawers, nothing on. So I think she may have raped me in the bed because I had a wet dream in the bed. So I don't know. That's why I say 21 like this because I woke up. I'm like, fuck, I might have a baby on the way. So I still don't know if we smashed. And I ain't finna ask her because I don't fuck with her like that. But it was just like, her mama came around the corner. My pants is like halfway off, dick hanging out. And so she said, what's going on here? I said, Miss So-and-so, I got to cut her hair. You know, she was helping me. I know what it looks like, but it's not like that. You know, I'm putting my Easter suit on, my best Sunday morning, you know.
Yeah.
I stole the peppermint out of the church, you know, out of granny off of church purse. I'm putting it all on her. I'm like, I know what it looked like, but got caught, stopped going over there, and that's when she started fucking with this nigga. But I got there and the nigga was there already. Oh, this is my friend, so and so.
So wait a minute, hold on. Did you move her in like boxes and shit moving?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on.
With the nigga she ended up leaving me with.
Okay, so okay, wait a minute. All right, hold on, guys. Let me do this real quick. All right, I see a lot of support coming in on the super chat. Let me shout y'all out. And for those people who want to subscribe to DJ Killzone, y'all know he is one of our own people over here, man. So he's one of our moderators, and as you can see, he entertaining. He a little long-winded though, but that's we all of us long-winded. We niggas, that's how we do. We like to talk. So look, let me do this real quick. We gonna talk about how this nigga moved her ass.
I
got some similar story too, man. I ain't gonna lie. Hold okay. Let's do this, guys. So go into the description. DJ Killzone Jones. He got about almost like 2,000 subscribers. So guys, you can go to the description. I'll promote his stuff in the description. But let me go ahead and just shout out a few of the super chatters, man. I really appreciate you, brothers. Again, we're gonna talk about this super simping syndrome and get y'all. We're gonna get back on track a little bit, okay, on some of the things and get a little bit more organized. But let me just do this real quick, brothers. Let me just shout you guys out real quick. God damn, my internet. The white man hold my internet back. Fuck. Okay. Brother Douglas Jones, $10. Thank you so much, brother. Always been supporting us on Patreon, too. Jay Wizio, this brother donates every day. There's always a cure for simping, which is called learning game and increasing your value and confidence as a man. We'll talk about that today. Howling Thunder, every day, brother, always donating. What a bullshit. Shout out to brother DJ on the show. Brother, you had me doing the Calypso Oregon dance from your previous video. LMAO, thank you, guys. I do got a new classic up. Dr. Deacon Eric P. at St. Negro's Hospital. Funding for the treatment of Super Simmons Syndrome at Mount St. Baptist Hospital. That's another one we got going on. All right. K-Love, showing support and to the Manosphere. Thank you, brother. G-Star out of Australia. All right, with the 10 Australian dollars. But let me kind of get to this. Before we go back to you helping her move and all of this shit, right? Because we're going to come back because we got to. That's a good story. How did, before you started watching the videos over here and, you know, understanding a little bit about, you know, how the manosphere, the black manosphere approaches women in life, you said that you was also in the church. Did you think that a lot of the simping that you were experiencing and you were raised by a single mother, stuff like that, were you taught to simp in church too also? Did that have an effect on you?
No. Because I had a lot of chicks that was on me in church. Like, it was this chick that told me at 5 years old she wanted to marry me. And when I told her no, I tried to talk to her later on down the line. And she just kept on, like, dissing me afterwards. She was like, nah, nigga, you ain't want to marry me back at 5 years old. You can't fuck with me now. And then it was another chick up in the school, in the church that wanted me to simp on her. Mm-hmm. And I had to cut her ass off because it was just like she would, like, when I was with other people, she was all on me. She would flirt with me and make little jokes or whatever. But when she had me to herself, she ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? And I had to cut her off. And then I never hollered at nobody in church because my mama was in church. My granddaddy had passed the church off to the pastor that was there in my old home church. Okay. So I had stayed up out of it. And I didn't really like them because they was always talking shit about my mama. Because they knew, you know, I was like, I kept telling her, I said, mama, it took her 25 years to leave that church. Like, because
wait, the church was always talking shit about your mom?
Because my stepdaddy's father, we all call him my granddad anyway. He had appointed, and the church they was at had voted for, you know, the pastor to be in there, and the church split right down the middle.
Okay, yeah, that happens. All right, let's do this. Let's kind of get back to the topic a little bit because I don't want to kind of ramble on that. But okay, let's talk about now. Before you got your ass set up to move this chick into another nigga house that she got married to. Let's talk about the other, because we all suffer from this super simping syndrome thing. Did you have any other experiences where you were just absolutely simping before this episode?
Before this episode, yes, sir. Oh yeah, man, I had like, okay. So right after that, I was dealing with this chick that wasn't really that cute.
Okay.
And I was simping to her. Like, I was telling her where I was going, everything I was doing. Her friend told me that she was cheating on me and she tried to like take me from her. But she was only going to smash if I had to stay with this chick. But I'm glad I didn't because I found out later she was underage. Then, like, years later, she tried to hook back up with me or whatever when she was, like, 18 or whatever.
So she lied about her age.
Oh, shit, yeah. And then later on down the line, she said she had let me know, hey, I'm 18 or whatever, so we can kick it. And she was trying to get – I was going over there. I had traded phones with the chick. Then the chick after that, it was this chick that was on the south side. So I'm in North County. Public transportation sucks. It took me like an hour and a half to get over to this chick house. that this other girl who I was talking to, her sister was on me, but I was trying to talk to her. This girl set her partner out to me, and this chick was just getting me for all the money. I had got a hotel room, O'Shea. We got there. She got naked. She ain't take her panties off, though. and we ain't fucked. Like, I tried. I'm talking about, she had me spend $3 to get the internet to watch Netflix, to watch Ponyo.
Wait a minute. You paid the hotel $3?
Yeah. And so I'm at it was this concert. They had Murphy Lee and a couple other people from St. Louis. I get in the car. I told my sister, now my big cousins from out of town, as soon as I get in the car, they like, you know, Killzone bought a hotel room for this girl and he ain't smashed. Boy, they roasted my ass from the city all the way out to the county, which is like a 20, 30 minute drive all the way out there.
But how did they know? How did they find out that?
I had told my sister, because the girl was like, I was paying a phone bill. Then I was with this girl.
Wait. How many phone bills did you pay for her?
About four.
Okay, let me ask you this. And shout out to my man, brother of Food, Clothing, Music, and Shelter for DJ Moving Feet. Brother, we got to definitely get you back on one of these streams, man, because you can drop us some knowledge. Let me ask you this, though, man, because I know, because it kills on you. You're a lot like Mr. Controversy, where y'all like a moving locomotive. When y'all start talking, it's kind of hard to stop y'all. So I got to, but why can y'all like, woo! Once y'all get that ball, nigga, y'all, So hold on one second. Let me do this real quick. Mm-hmm. How did she ask you, like, when you started paying the phone bills, was she asking you for the money or was you volunteering the money?
No, I was volunteering because my mom was always telling me when I was with the chick that I had helped move out. Okay. She was like, you always got to bear gifts or whatever. You can't be with no girl and be cheap, which to a degree, you kind of do got to have your stuff together if you want to go, if you want to be serious with a chick. But if you just now meet a chick and you coming out strong with her, I was going over to that chick house with $20-$30 worth of dominoes. If they had the rewards program back then, I'd be able to feed the children as many pieces I was giving up. But I was paying the phone bill. I was giving the money to get a hair did, even though my mama did her. I didn't even see the girl. I was paying the phone bill. This chick was MIA. So, you know, I had dealt with that. Then I ended up meeting the girl at school and I was with her and she was cool. She was, you know, I like BBW, baby borderline fat girls, because little chicks, I be having them running across the wall like Spider-Man. They can't take it. Big girls don't cry, and then they can always lose weight. But a skinny chick, you know, if she gains some weight, she might get fat if she ain't doing it right. But anyway.
Okay.
So I was with her, but her mama was like, and my mama wouldn't let me have no girl company at all. Like, it was so, it at all. So I was with this chick for like 4 or 5 years. Like, you was with the chick for 6 years. I was with this chick on and off about 5 years.
Right.
I had a couple other girls that I was in between. I had smashed or whatever. And we was breaking up. She had niggas or whatever. But her mama, like, when things got serious, she was there for me when I, you know, I ain't had shit. So I was like, I'm going to stick by her because she was riding with me. You know what I'm saying? Even though we had our problems, I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to stick with her. So I got back where, okay, she had, this is another simp story right here.
Okay.
I had changed my schedule to the morning schedule. I was working at my old job early in the morning. You know, I ain't gonna tell you niggas again where I work at. I keep that on the low. If anybody asks, I was selling Yu-Gi-Oh or whatever in college trying to make ends meet. We ain't gonna talk about that either.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so I had changed my schedule around. Now, she had went on a trip for 3 days going up to Columbia. That's where Mizzou is at. They had all that trouble with all that racial shit that was going on a couple years ago. With the white supremacists and KKK out there. But anyway, she goes up there. She says she's going with her mama to go to Lincoln for a school function. Like, they had a class reunion or some shit.
Okay.
Come to find out, she get back and tell me, just like the girl told me that I helped move, that she was fucking with this dude. She's not fucking with this dude. She had went up there to this dude to teach her how to drive for over 2 days. Now, here, my dumb ass is to change my schedule. I'm good on the night shift. because I can come over there, spend a couple of hours with her, go right to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And I had just got out of school, so I was taking a break or whatever at that time, looking for another job before I went back to school. She had got with this nigga. Now, we have made up and broke up a lot of times because I wanted her but didn't want her at certain points. And it was just like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm going to try to stay down with her because she was there riding the bus with me and everything. Like, she didn't care. She was laughing at all my jokes and everything.
Okay.
But she had went with this nigga, went to go. She talking about, I went up here to drive. This nigga was going to teach me how to drive. Then he tried to holler at her. And her mama went up there with her. So I said, you know what? Her mama, I'm going to cut her some slack because her mama, and she had receipts. I said, okay, she can't be going up there. The nigga can't be fucking her mama and her. And her mama, ain't nobody trying to fuck her mama, period. I don't care. Unless the nigga old, like Lil Lee Otis or Sheafus or somebody, like, you got to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be crazy to fuck her mama. It ain't a mama that you even want to fuck. Like, some girls' mamas, you want to fuck them as soon as you see them. You'd be like, damn, why am I even talking to her daughter? You know what I'm saying? So, she left me, but she was crying about it. And I said, she wanted me to take her back, because she wanted to leave me like I left her. Like, we had made up a braid up or whatever, right?
Okay.
So, a few months passed. I said, you know what? I saw the receipts. I'm going to take you back. But if you do it, I had to do a come to Jesus.
What do you mean by receipts?
I saw that her and her mama had went. She had the hotel room and all the other shit. That didn't mean shit, but because I was just like, okay, I'm going to cut her some slack because her mama was there. Now, her mama ain't, because, you know, niggas ain't going to, you know, she one of them old school mamas too, but she was letting me come over to their house because my mama wouldn't let her come to my house.
I get it.
So I said, okay, given these the evidence on the table, I said, I'm gonna cut some slack. 6 months passed, dog. We sitting there watching Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, right? Mm-hmm. I had brought my old TV and my PlayStation because I had the PS4, so I brought the PS3 over there. She never had a TV in her room. I said, okay, I'm gonna propose to her because I'm gonna move out. I got a raise. She didn't got a new job.
Okay.
So we're gonna move in, you know, I'm gonna propose to her, you know, do it upright so everybody cool.
Right.
Nigga, I'm sitting there at the phone. It's this nigga from Columbia calling.
Missouri, right?
So you know what I did? I didn't tell my mama this. But I lied and said my mama wanted the PlayStation back to watch Netflix. So I got the PlayStation back. I didn't give a fuck about the TV. Got my PlayStation back. And I went over there one day and I broke up with her. And that was that. And then I met the crazy ass girl that I was dating when I first started watching your video. Now everything was cool, but she basically wanted me to bring her over because she was stuck at her grandmama's house. And I was buying all the food, I was doing all this extra shit. And she was crazy. She was beating up on the nigga's sleep because I was snoring. And she snored loud as fuck.
Wait. She whooping your ass while you were asleep?
Yeah, and I'm tired as fuck.
Hold on. Wait. Stop right there, nigga. What do you really mean when you say beating you when you sleep?
Like, not beating.
She hit you with a left hook like my daddy hit me with a right and a left in 88 when I was about 7 years old. Changed my life.
No, she was pushing me, taking a pillow, slapping me or whatever with the pillow and shit.
I wish I can fit on YouTube, but I wish a motherfucker would.
But so
I'm praying to God I meet somebody like that. Jesus, please make it happen. Jesus, let it. T. Kelly, I'm letting you know. T. Kelly, I'm just letting you know. If you try that shit with me, I'm just telling you. Okay.
So, you know, I had hit a wall, and that was when Darius had sent me the video or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I had started dating this chick, and then that was when I kind of started snapping out of the super.
Okay. So when did you know, like, damn, I'm fucked up. Something is wrong with me. Like, what I'm doing keeps me in the same position. When did you start to realize, like, it's not necessarily them?
It's me.
When did you realize that shit?
It took me, okay, I was 20, I'm 27, I was 25. So from almost 10 years, from 16 to 25, I realized that me being so nice to these women instead of just being upfront with them, being honest, and to a degree, like I ain't gonna say I'm slick with it, but I know when to let a chick know what's everything. Like, I don't have to let her know everything. I was letting chicks know everything. I was letting them in my house. I was letting them ride in my car. I was letting them, I was doing too much. I was, mm-hmm. I was
Wait, because we got to help people. Say that again so these niggas can get help.
I was doing too much. And
that's doing too much. Okay, doing too much. Say what you mean when you say doing too much.
Like, I was, when I met him, I was trying to be with him. I was trying to be with him. When I met him, I was doing everything for him. When I met him, I was so nice. They didn't believe the shit anyway, because they were like, well, damn, this nigga being so nice. I'm so used to dealing with ancient niggas to the point where now they fall in love. Then I laid a pipe on down on them. You know what I'm saying? The stroke game started increasing over the years. So now I'm laying a pipe on them. I'm treating them good. I'm taking them all the way out to I'm taking them out 30, 45 minutes away to St. Charles, Chesterfield, shit like that. St.
Charles, what white folks is that? I know that for a fact.
Exactly. So it's like all the shit they ain't doing on the regular. We going that shit on the regular because I'm doing it for me. So it wasn't no problem. Like I had stopped a long time ago complaining about like getting them shit and doing everything else like that for them. And, you know, I had started, like you had said in one of your videos, like you do something for a chick, just, you know, charge to the game and let it go. You know, I had stopped doing that. I stopped asking questions about all the other niggas or whatever, because that's what I did with the chick that I helped move out.
Let's talk about that real quick. And let me do a shout out to Jay Wizzy for Fire Super Chat. Hold on one second, guys. Do me a favor. Go get the likes up real quick. Shout out to my boy Mike C. He gave me a hell of a show last week. And we on right now with DJ Killzone Jones. Get the likes up on the motherfucking video, okay? And I want to just do that. Get the likes up. Get the subscriptions up. DJ Killzone Jones channel is right here. Make sure you subscribe to it. Hit the bell. His link is also in the description. I'll also put up the first comment. But say that last part you just said, DJ Killzone.
I stopped asking them what they was doing with other dudes.
Okay, so let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Because I told you Killzone is like a locomotive, right? But you got to stop this nigga because he like to talk. He will keep going. He like Mr. Controversy. You know, different. You got to stop him so you can get that good stuff they're giving you. Okay, so before you would ask them, like, okay, let's kind of talk about this real quick. At first, you would ask them about other dudes. Give me an example of some of the things you would ask.
Like, okay, so the girl told me that she had broke up with this dude. He broke her heart or whatever. So I was like, I had got over it. Now, afterwards, I said, is that the dude that you told me broke your heart and left you with another? Like, he cheated on her with somebody else. And that started her whole phase off, because she fucked with me, my homeboy, the dude we thought who was LGBT, and even my home tried to get on my homeboy's brother. Okay. After all this bullshit that went down, so it was just like,
okay, but what I mean, I understand all that, but let's
get back to so I told her, I said, I don't want you talking to him. You shouldn't talk to him no more, baby, because you know you with me now. Things is different. You know, we're going to be in love or whatever. And she was like, we're gonna be together no matter what. And she stopped me. She said, I ain't going to fuck with him, but I think you're taking this a little bit too serious. Like, we got to still make it through the summer.
Okay.
I was like, and I looked at her. I was just like, so then after we moved in and I had told her, like, we had went to the dance. Now, she wanted to wear this short-ass skirt with her ass, the bottom of her ass hanging out and shit like that. She was complaining the whole goddamn time. And my dumb ass said I wanted to bring her to kind of stunt on the niggas that was shitting on me at the school, because I was pulling the nice boy game shit, and niggas had started the rumor that I wouldn't get no play in my high school. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hate me to this day because they thought I was spreading rumors about who was sleeping with who, snitching on niggas. But anyway, told her that, and I said, oh, all the girls on my dick now because they know we together and shit like that. So she told me, oh, well, you know, funny you should say that, because old dude, me and him he came over the other day. I said, he came over? She said, yeah, he came by or whatever, you know, trying to give me something that I had left over at the other house or whatever, you know, something.
Kill zone. I mean to cut you off, dog. But
no, you good.
Yeah, we got to get to the, I mean, it's a good story, but.
So at that point, I should have cut her ass off
okay.
Right then. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm laying it out for you, I'm trying to, okay, I'm working on it. So at that point, in front of her mama house on the north side,
okay,
around the corner from my church, I should have cut her ass off right then. When my mom came in,
but why didn't you? Why didn't you cut her off?
Because I wasn't getting no coochie. I was 16. Everybody in my high school had already fucked. Everybody in my middle school had fucked. I passed on a girl who said she was gonna rape me in the back of the stairwell where the gym mask was. I'm still looking for her ass to this day. She ain't on social media. My stupid ass. But anyway, like, I thought I was gonna never get nobody else.
Okay.
And every time I was in a relationship up until now, I'm like now you can't tell me shit. I'm equipped with all this game y'all that gave me. And now I just tell the chick, I just tell them straight up out the door. Like, look, I could be with any chick that I want to, but I'm here with you right now. So what's up? You know what I'm saying? So I know at any given moment that these chicks could leave. It could be another nigga got more money, got a better job, got a better car, better house, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, they could be more established. And that's what I was losing a lot of chicks to, was a lot of dudes that was more established in their life. Mm-hmm. So now I don't care, because I'd rather have $1 million than 1 million hoes. You know, and that's why I was telling you, we was inboxing back and forth about me. I might get Incel to come on more of my show. Because I really want to talk to him and kind of like you ever wish you can go back in time and change some shit? That's what I could do with him, is kind of stop him from doing the same shit. Because real talk, we want to fuck these girls anyway. And a lot of them, some of them be good. A lot of them ain't shit, just like we ain't. But 9 times out of 10, we just trying to fuck them, have them hang out for a little bit, and then we want their ass. We get tired of their ass, we want to leave. We ain't trying to have them all up, because we ain't where we want to be yet. And when we get there, okay, maybe we can settle down and shit like that. Like, but a lot of niggas feel like I gotta settle down because they are scared to not have nobody in on their squad or on their team. Mm-hmm. And they putting the pussy all on the pedestal. But when you get out here and you start getting yourself up on a certain level, mm-hmm, you know. I had a conversation. I was so, like, a couple of months ago, I had a ghetto Barbie, you know, the big booty chick that's on Instagram, that was on World Star or whatever. I had ghetto Barbie, had like 3 other chicks DM me asking me to trick on their page. Like, I don't even really care, because it's like, I'd rather keep my money, because instead of being out here e-tricking, being at strip club. You know what I'm saying? And I would tell NSA, if maybe you need to go fly to Vegas or whatever, so you don't get locked up. Or what's his name? I fucked up his name. But the guy you had on yesterday or the day before, like, it's not that important.
St. Everest,
yeah. It's like, it's not that important for you to get, because you get a taste of it. You get some head, or you get, you know, like I had a chick that I was making out with that was way older than me at a young age or whatever, so you get a taste of it. So now you addicted to it. Like, you can't get, you know, you can't be a sex addict. And the way you free yourself is just keep advancing, because like everybody say, they're gonna come, and then you have your options, because you elevate yourself to a different point. But when you simping and you know you ain't got a lot of money, you still trying to figure out what you're trying to do in life. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a purpose. Like, everything I'm doing now is to put back into my channel, my platform, or whatever, going to school, advancing in my career, so I can do the shit that I really want to do. But if you chasing after these broads, you ain't gonna be able to have time. You might get a good fuck or some head or whatever, but after you get through nothing, you gonna be good until that next nut roll back around. So what I got to say to all the young brothers out there, because they hear you, Osei, and it'd be like, sometimes they'll catch it, but then it'll go. Because when I was young, I had people like my brother, my uncles, and everybody was telling me, like, quit chasing these hoes. They're going to still be there. They ain't going to stop making hoes. You got these 3 right here. They're not going to stop making hoes after you, if you leave this one alone. It's going to be a bigger and better one. Like, I got one more simp story. So right before I started dealing with these 2 chicks, right, it was a chick at my old job. Now, she had been wanting to fuck me for 5 years, right? And she had, I waited till she broke up with the nigga that she was with.
Okay.
Now this nigga has brought her into her, she had been with this nigga, he had helped her and everything else. Like, I ain't gonna get into specifics because I got her on ice. I got her where I want her because I might get smashed if I want to. But, you know what I'm saying? But we hung out and I told her, I said, look, you know what? I fuck with you. Like, I could see, we could fuck around or whatever, but I could see us being together or whatever. And I said, you know, she was like, Ayla, you sipping right now. I said, no, because I like how you be honest with your shit and I really want to take you out, show you a good time. Nigga, we came back. We got drunk. We had fucked. Now, I made sure she said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And before we got, she told me what she was going to do. She said, look, Adrian, pull it out. I mean, my bad. I'm over looking at the kill zone. And I put my government out there. Kill zone. Go ahead. Pull it out. I want to see it. Okay. What you want to do? She got busy. But when it was over, she came and told me she got a new nigga, right? And This the hard part. This the horrible part about it. I still wanted to get some, but when I got up in that thing, it was just like, hello. I said, nigga, I was like, 5 years of fucking, like, fantasizing and all that. I said, goddamn, I should have put it in the tub before I got up in this motherfucker, because I keep using apple cider vinegar. I went and got that Seagram's VO. I said, nigga, all I got to do is pull this shit up in there with some Epsom salt and some sage. And it was what her shit wasn't stinking either. Because, you know, I went and did my thing. And, you know, she was actually pretty clean. But the whole thing about it was, I'm like, fuck. And she ooh-eyed and all that shit, talking about it was too big. But she came and pulled me by my hand and was like, kill zone. I got a new nigga. We can't fuck around no more. I was like, what you mean? Because the head was fire. But it was just like, so I had started simping, but it's, part of me was doing it so I could protect my position where I was at. So, you know, just in case some shit happened, I could, like, turn her all the way off to where she wouldn't even feel no type of way. So then right before me and the chick that I'm dealing with now got together, right? She come back over. She stopped fucking with the nigga, but then she got so we ended up kicking it. But she got pissed off. I noticed because she saw I was texting the chick that me and her was corresponding. We had just started talking.
Killzone. Let me ask you this, but just real quick, nigga, how do you talk so goddamn like? Because I've been like 15 fucking minutes straight. I'm been just sitting here like, nigga, how the fuck do you do this shit? No, for real, nigga.
I got
out of the segment. Most long-winded motherfucker I've ever met in my life. You even worse than Edward Anderson. God damn.
Hey,
if I put this motherfucker on mute, nigga, I will come back and you'll be still talking. How the fuck do you do this shit?
Look,
I need to know, nigga. What are you drinking, nigga? Please let me know. Because you ain't taking a break. Nigga, you just...
No, but look, O'Shea, I'm gonna go ahead and be
quiet. Go ahead, do your thing, bro. I just need to know, like, because I can be getting super chat and you be just talking. Shit, fuck it.
Look, I got out of the
super. Hold on, this nigga talk about. Hold on, let me get this nigga real quick in the goddamn chat comment section. Where my ebook at, motherfucker? Don't you see I'm doing a goddamn show right now? Don't you fuck around and get cussed off? Don't you set it off on this motherfucker? Don't set it off, nigga. I'm looking for a reason to cuss your ass out any goddamn way. I don't even know who the fuck you are. You better calm your ass down, nigga. Go ahead, Killzone.
No, I was just saying, I worked on cutting the simping out, O'Shea.
Okay.
Now I'm cutting down the locomotion. So, but it was just like, okay, with this chick, I had, like, she had left, and I only talked to her because she was asking me about something personal. But I realized, I said, damn, if I had just played it cool, I could have probably got her with her. Because she wanted me. Part of me feel like she wanted me to smash her with her man. Like, I think I got too much of a high compass, too. Like, you can't give a fuck about who she with. I told her, don't tell me who she with. Because I don't give a fuck. And if I know, I'm not going to fuck with you if you got somebody. That's one of my things that I stand on, is not fucking with somebody else's girl because these niggas is crazy. But if I don't know, then I could always hit the nigga with, I didn't know. And then that kind of changes the dynamic between me and the nigga. So, you know, that's just a lot of game that I picked up, and it was just like I had, when I, back to that girl, that was the other part to it. When I had moved her with the nigga that she with now, it made me realize that I wasn't the only one. You never the only one with these chicks. They always got a nigga on the sidelines waiting. So why spend so much time worrying about these broads when you could be working your way up to bigger and better things? You can stack your money up. Like, it's a chick right now. I don't necessarily like tricking, but it's a porn star that I thought was just one of them IG models or whatever, because the porn stars really be coming up off of niggas tricking.
Okay.
But they had, you know who Pinky is?
Yeah, I know her. I know who she is.
It was just one, if you paid like $1,500, you could do a scene. You could do a scene with her and two other chicks, and they was gonna have you kick it with them for like 4 or 5 days and go to the club and all that. All expensive, well, not all expensive pay, because you paying nigga, but still, like, niggas could do shit like that. Like I why trip off of these, spend all this money on these other broads when you could be doing shit like that, or going on a vacation, or going someplace. Like, I went to California for E3, some shit that I never thought I would, and when I was writing for some of these other bum ass niggas, I didn't think I could do. But when you spending time and energy trying to get some pussy, that's time that's away from your true purpose. And I wasted a lot of time tricking off on these broads, simping to these broads that I can't get back, but I learned from it, because everything else in my life, you know, started kind of deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was losing money, I was losing opportunities, I was losing out on shit because I was trying to get, keep, and stay with a woman. Now, I could give a fuck if I got one or not, because I know if I fuck with them, I care about them enough to fuck with them.
Okay.
You know, but if I don't, I don't. And someday, like this weekend, I'm going to tell their asses, I ain't going to breakfast. I ain't going to do shit when you get off work. I'm staying in the house. We gonna me and the homeboys gonna do the Beast and Bitch podcast, and I'm just stay up in the crib. And if they feel like I got a goal, I told them already. So like, I'm cutting a lot of shit out for the next 365 days. I'm just letting you know. And if they stick around, they stick around. If they don't, oh well. It's always gonna be another chick out there. But if y'all, you know, shit, I even had. Oh shit! I had my brother-in-law tried to set up a chick when I was 16. Right after this, that first incident with the chick that had me move her in. He had a chick that wanted to smash, and her parents wanted, basically because she was sneaking out seeing other dudes. Her parents was gonna let me smash her, and then we would have both been each other first. And I said, you know what I said? I want her to. If she want to smash, then I want to be able to find her and talk to her and do da da da. I thought I was weak, but I'm like, shit, I'm still trying to find out who the fuck this chick is to this day. To this day, O'Shea, but I didn't know no better. You know, and I paid for it, but I'm just letting everybody know that, you know, you can recover from super simping syndrome. It's possible. Mm-hmm. And once you do it, it feel like I said, it feel like at one point in my life, sex was everything.
Okay.
Pussy was everything. Like, I felt like a jackass because everybody that I knew was fucking. You know, it's even girls to this day at my job. We spent the whole day. We was all together. They was trying to figure out what I was working with. But because I like my job and I like getting this money, I said, you know what? No, I ain't gonna talk about that because y'all gonna go meet. Y'all can't meet to a nigga. I just got here. you trying to see what all this, what I'm doing. You gonna have to go somewhere else, or I'm gonna go somewhere else and then I holler at you, you know, later on down the line. But if you working with me, I can't fuck with you. I learned that lesson. You know what
I'm okay, saying? Hold on. Killzone. Let me talk now on my own shit.
Go ahead.
God damn, nigga. I mean, y'all like you and everything, but fuck. Nigga, how did you, nigga? Don't answer it, cause I'm nigga. You talk so goddamn much and so long, nigga. I can't even ask you a question. I'm like, nigga, you need to say less shit sometimes so we could be, you know, make it. But anyway, it's cool. It's fun, though. You're a funny nigga. I ain't gonna lie. So, you know, but hold tab. Let me do this real quick. Because you can be like, hey, Killzone, man. Let me talk. A nigga go right back on for like 40 minutes. I'm touching nigga along with it. All right, look. This is my brother, though. He cool. He funny as fuck. Look, man. Let me just shout out. Killzone, I'm going to let you get back on the mic. Let me just shout these niggas out real quick, all right? You there?
I'm here.
Okay, oh yeah, let me shout these niggas out real quick, dog. You know how we do over here, man. You got these niggas super chatting and everything. I gotta get these niggas. All right, thank y'all. Okay, this might be my only show today, man, because I had a deal. No, it's hard with y'all niggas, man, and these damn shows, especially the group ones, where it'd be like 80 of y'all niggas on at the same time, and all of y'all long-winded. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas running my patience a little thin. So Killzone, it ain't just you. It's these niggas every motherfucking day on these shows.
No, that's all good. Like I said,
I'm gonna cuss you niggas out when I get a chance. I'm just saying, I need another vacation. That's what I need, another vacation. I need to go back over to Africa and do some tricking on these ones. All right, let me do this real quick. Kenny Blanco, shout out to him. Bring him back real cool. Yeah, he is a cool nigga. Praise you to the IT mind. This black man finally got his chance to speak. O'Shea, keep doing the Lord's work. Yes, Jonas. Shout out for him for focusing on his purpose more. Shout out to O'Shea, I say travel. That's my brother, man. He like 6'7" and shit. Jay Wizio, thank you. Keep it techie. Good show, fellas. What up, keep it techie? Jay Day, simple and easy. Food and clothing. He super chat a little bit earlier. Thank all you brothers, man. Get the likes up on the video. Okay. I need you niggas to like the video. Now, how many of y'all need to subscribe, okay, to DJ Killzone Jones? Do me a favor. Now, that one nigga that was like, where the ebook at? Check your email. I didn't send the shit to your ass. Okay? I sent you two. But yo, where is that ass at? Two, nigga. You got two for the free. Don't you come up here talking no more shit. I'll time your ass out. All right, go ahead, Killzone. I have to let these niggas know.
Hey, got to. I mean, and that's the other thing too. Like, I think, you know, the biggest thing that caused me to simp, because I was trying to make sure that I was an ideal citizen for like my mom. I didn't want to let my mom and my family down, but I didn't have my father in my life. And my father, he was in the streets. He turned it around. He got a whole bunch of money, but he kind of finessed his way out of like even taking care of me financially. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had a business, but since he paid himself like a regular employee, he only had to pay so much of money, child support. So, it fucked me.
Okay.
Fucked me all the way up. And it wasn't even like I wanted his money. My mama was independent. She was a hustler. You know, had her own salon for over 20 years. So, it was just like, she really didn't, and she was holding down and shit, too. And that's why I was like, I never wanted to let a woman like my daddy did my mom, and my stepdaddy did my mom. So that was always in the back of my mind. But now I had to cut my mom off to a certain extent. We good. I had kind of stood up to her, but we have an understanding now. Like, I still want to do well by my mom and by my family and stuff like that. But I know I got to get there first. I can't be trying to, you know, I can't be out here simping and tricking off all these hoes and then trying to still, you know, apply myself at work, apply myself at school, apply myself here on this platform, and then have all this other shit going on. And then expect to try to help and change the course correct, you know, the mistakes of my family. So I just feel like a lot of times when brothers get in this super simping syndrome, it's because it's like Norman Bates. They got the coochie right in front of them, but then they black out because they don't want to disappoint mama. They don't want to let their mama down, or they scared. Like me, I was scared. I was the Trojan man. I was buying all type of rubbers, birth control, shit. Like, I did not want to have no kids. And that turned a lot of women off too. It was a lot of girls that, like, I turned down a lot of hood chicks. Like, I had went over this girl house. She had got my car with a joint, and I had to tell her, because of my job, I can't smoke. I can't have smoke around me, because if we get pulled over, I'm fucked. Now, she had see-through leggings on. Her ass was bigger than Mount Fuji and Kilimanjaro coming together. O'Shea, like, that motherfucker was just, woo! But I had lied, and it was the night of the Ferguson riots. I said, I gotta go, because she had a bone, and that motherfucker smoked. You ever been around niggas smoking weed, and it was so much like it was clouds of that shit. It was just getting in your clothes, and you was getting high off of contact.
Yes,
it was so that's how I had to leave, because I'm like, if they test me and I got all this fucking weed in my system, even though I'm finna fuck this big ass right here, this shit just this shit, you know, this shit like the damn volcano in Hawaii. This shit just moving from side to side. And then she bent over and the leggings was sick. Anyway. Like, it was a lot of shit that I had to say no to, but it was all in me becoming a man, O'Shea, and realizing that it was more than life than getting my dick wet. Excuse me.
No, that's all good. Let me shout out to Sweet Lou. Super chat, $25. Thank you, player. I appreciate you, my boy AM1. All street looks. Follow him on all social media. I'm glad he was here. That he's here today, brother. 55 minutes. I got about... let me do this. Get the likes up, brothers. I appreciate y'all, man, for all the support. You know what I'm saying? For that you guys are really producing. Now, also, make sure, you know what I mean, that you guys go and vote for the moderator awards on Negro Manosphere. And guys, let me say this real quick. You know, if you guys say stuff in the chat, man, they're going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Especially because, you know, I got some people in the chat, man, like Turf Orca and Young Jay. They ready to the time. I think these moderators... they just want these live streams to come up so they can time a nigga out. They love this shit. So don't say nothing in there that's gonna be crazy. Cause they gonna, these moderators, man, they cannot wait for you to say something stupid. I'm letting y'all know. Cause if y'all say something, anything that y'all niggas say, they gonna be lighting y'all ass on fire. I'm just letting you know. Especially you, Doug, our Young Jay, our Justice for All. Let me just time out Jay Apathy Meadows for no damn reason. He ain't do shit, but I'm going to time your ass out just for some shit you did years ago. You said something stupid like 24 months ago. You ain't did it. I'm just going to time your ass out because I can. My bad, bro. I just had to do it. I had to get in the game. All right. So I timed your punk ass out for no reason. I love you, though, player. I love you like a play cousin. I just had to time somebody out because niggas have too much fun. I'm just letting you know. All right. Now, what is there anything else, brother, that you want to talk about, brother Killzone?
Nothing much, man. I just want to just say, man, Oshay, I know I'm long-winded as fuck. Like I said, I got rid of the simping. Now I'm trying to get straight to the point in everything. So, you know, thank you for having me come on, man. It's a real honor and pleasure, man. I know you got a lot of people that flood your inbox trying to get on, trying to get seen or whatever. But the fact that you just invited me, man, I'm humble, man. This is like, I've been like, I ain't even told nobody, but I've been excited all day. I just told everybody, hey, I'm on here with my mentor, my big bro, O'Shea.
Oh,
so
man,
I just
thank you, brother. You definitely welcome back, man, because you entertaining as hell. I ain't gonna lie. You funny nigga.
Hey.
How many of y'all enjoyed the show today? Shout out to my brother, Akeem Lawanson. Okay, that is he that's definitely a nigga's name. Okay, but man, I've seen your channel, man. You're doing a lot of good stuff on your stuff, man. You know, you got some interesting content, brother. So shout out to you. I'm seeing Mubby Babies and shit and Johnny Bravo and you doing shit that niggas don't be doing, man. Like Kermit and His Feelings and motherfucking Shaggy and Scooby. That's some shit that niggas don't really do, man. So I got to give you support for that because I can't make a channel talking about Shaggy and Scooby and all them other niggas. I'm just letting you know. So shout out to my brother, man. He got over 100,000 subscribers in the chat, man. Akeem Lawanson, man. Okay, Mr. Sullivan and DJ Killzone's Popeye's Chicken Money. Mod me, by the way. I mean, nigga, I don't know you like that. I mean, you know. Nigga said, buy me. I mean, get me on the show. Nigga, you got a lot of subscribers, nigga, but I'm ain't gonna just mod you because you came up in here a few times. I'm just saying, man, you know, you gotta pay your dues in this month. It's the Manosphere, nigga. I'm just letting you know. Hey. Yeah, nigga, this is a different part of YouTube, man. You in the hood. All right? So you got to prove your weight in this motherfucker. You understand what we talking about? Shit. Hey. I'm just letting you know, man. You can't. Nigga said, admire me. I'll give you a show, though. But I ain't going to mind you, nigga, because I don't really know you like that. I'm just letting you know. It's just the Manosphere over here, player. You have to work your way up, nigga. You got to work your way up in this motherfucker. This is the hood of YouTube, nigga. This is tough. You gotta earn it, nigga. We talk shit all day. You gotta, cause you might not be able to take it. What's going on down over here in Black YouTube? We niggas over here. I'm letting you know, but email me. We do a show, cause it goes down every night. Go ahead, Akeem, man. Email me, brother. We'll get you on. But go ahead, man. What you want to say about what you like about Black YouTube, DJ Killzone? What you like about it over here, man? Is it fun over here in Black YouTube, man?
It is fun. It's educating, and like I said, man, I thank God for y'all, man, because I was in a really dark place, you know, 2 years ago, and it really was it 2 years ago. It was last year. It felt like it was 2 years ago, but anyway. I was in a dark place, man, and y'all helped me pull myself out of it. And even today, like when I get into them rough patches, like I don't lose faith, and I thank God every day for waking up and breathing. And then I thank God for y'all because a lot of this stuff I didn't have, you know, growing up. Like my uncle was like the closest thing that I had, but he died when I was like 12 or 13. So I didn't really have nobody. My brother-in-law was still growing up. He was, you know, he was a man, but he was learning. He had three kids. He was learning how to be a father, so he couldn't really be there for me like he used to when I was younger. So it was just, you know, I just love Black YouTube, man, because it's a guide, it's a handbook, and like one of the brothers had said on the live stream the other day, it's going to be a lot of brothers, man, that 10, 15 years down the line, they're not going to go through the same things that we went through.
Right.
They ain't gonna have super syndrome. Say that 10 times fast. But super
fuck.
Yeah. Super. And for the brothers out there, man, that ain't got laid yet, it's okay. Like the pussy is like crack. Like Pimp C got a song called "I Got a Thing," and he said it could be drugs, alcohol, or women. And what you don't want to do is overindulge in that because you can get lost in it. You know, I done did some shit that I ain't even proud of, that I ain't even told on her, you know, because, you know, hey, but it could be a problem. Focus upon yourself. Focus on, you know, if you believe in God, focus on your faith, focus on your purpose. And these women will be there, man. It's going to be a woman that sees you and want to get down with your program. But you just got to be patient. And in the meantime, if you find somebody cool, y'all just want to lay up like I got, you know, I need, well, shit, it's too late now. She probably in the bed getting ready to get up and save the world like I was telling you beforehand, O'Shea. She trying to get out of there too. But, you know, I told her when we link up, we link up. But when you find somebody like that, you can fuck on every now and then. You know, you might have to go to Las Vegas or something to get your trick on, but don't let your dick take you down in the hole. And that's all I'm gonna say right there, man. Y'all could once again, shout out to you, O'Shea, man, for having me on. I ain't gonna be too long with
it. Nah, man, it was a fun show. And hold on, man, this one nigga Bukaki. Don't time him out, y'all. Don't time him out. But nigga, you change profiles. Let me just say something to you real quick, nigga. On the other profile, I didn't know who you was. So you change profiles to this one, like I'ma still know who you are. In either case, nigga, I don't know you. So, do you understand what I'm talking about? Nigga, I don't know you either way.
Oh, Shane, man, I'm going to say this too.
Who, do you know this nigga? Hold on one second. Anybody know who that Bukaki? You know me, man. I don't know nobody named that. Do you know anybody named Bukaki? Do you know what a Bukaki is? That's that nasty porno stuff. I definitely don't know nobody named that. You better get your ass out of here before you get timed out playing with me like that. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, stop playing with me. Y'all play with your kids, play with yourself, play Nintendo, play shooting dice, play PlayStation. Oh, he chose your a page too. Hold on, that's my friend. Hold on. Wait. Get his ass out of here. Get him out of here. Cause you trolling my boy, American Investor. Get your ass out of here, motherfucker. See, every show we do a show, but you crazy motherfucking niggas come in here fucking shit up. And this is exactly why every chance I'm on your ass all the time. Every day somebody come in and do some stupid ass shit. And that's why I be on your ass every chance we get. That's why my moderators is like that on you motherfuckers. That's why y'all be mad. Because y'all be saying some dumb ass shit in here. Better get your ass on, nigga. All right, go ahead. Killzone.
I was just gonna say, man, a lot of
keep timing his ass out every chance you get. Don't ban him. Just time him out. Fuck him. Go ahead.
So, but that goes back to what I was getting ready to say. We always like it's a lot of brothers, man, want to be seen, want to be heard, And instead of them trying to make their own platform, they want to go and hate on another nigga platform because they know that they ain't willing to put in the work. Like, I deal with motherfuckers every day. Like, I come in, I see motherfuckers hating on other motherfuckers, and I check them on that shit. Like, I made a song called Fuck These Niggas because it's a lot of niggas out there that's like that, but at the same time, they just want to be seen, they want to be heard because they like me, want to be accepted. But when you love yourself, can't nobody tell you shit. And you can't, you know, ain't nobody really, we all the same, but we different. But people got to start being able to love themselves and find value in themselves instead of looking for validation for everybody else. If you good at some shit, people don't take notice. But a lot of these motherfuckers, man, they want to come up here and they want to tell you how to run a show and they want to zone on you because they, if even if they a little bit more popping, see, nigga be go from zero to hero in 24 hours and then they want to act like they did shit popping. But, you know, That's what it is. We got a lot of that going on in the black community, and that's why it's all the shootings and killings and all the motherfuckers wearing ice and getting their chains snatched and all that. We want to flex on people all the time instead of really, truly coming together. Mm-hmm. Like, until we get that out the way, until people find knowledge of self, I'm not a 5%er, but when I say knowledge of self, I mean loving yourself, valuing yourself, and being cool. Even if nobody fuck with you, you got to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And stop coming on real nigga shit, fucking it up, and detracting from it. And, you know, every day, like, it's niggas every day that wake up and they want to hate on your shit. They want to hate on Steve Dean. They want to hate on Donovan Sharp. They want to hate on, instead of taking the game, then they, like, I had to learn too. Some of this game, O'Shea, the game is subjective. Some shit gonna work for you, some shit ain't. But don't come on here hating on real nigga shit when everything don't work out for you. You gotta find it. You gotta make a way and find out what works for you. My bad, dog. I ain't gonna be too
long. No, it's all right. Let me wait, this real quick question. Gourmet Thursday, I think she's actually a white lady, man. She wants to know if you have a girlfriend.
Oh, I'm dating some people right now.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, I got friends. It's one.
I got friends. Okay. All right. Let me do this real quick before I get the hell up out of here. Thank you, brothers, for a great show. Shout out to my man, Akeem, that was in here. Man, Lawson, going to get him on. Great channel. Date Mindset and Raw Game. Checking in. What's up, y'all? Salute. Dwayne, 2827. O'Shea, I love the show today. Thank you so much, brother. Jay Wizzy, I love the show today. Shout out to O'Shea and all the work you do. Thanks for Truth from Troy. Mr. Solvarian. All you brothers, man, wake the hell up. Shout out to DJ Killzone and the Duke O'Shea Otep. So I got another brother, man, I found that does tech reviews. A tech channel, African-American tech channel, Rail Lamar. You know me. I mean, I might know you because you talk about Moses, but I don't know nobody named Rail Lamar. Oh, hold on. Wait. Don't time him out. That might be my boy. Don't time him out. I actually might know. Hey, email me at Planet O'Shea. I think that might be Darrell. All right. That's my boy from my hood. Just email me, family. If I think that's who it is. So, yeah, you know what I mean? I want to thank everybody, all the support, man. You know, I'm 50 interviews behind, y'all. Okay, that's how many collaborations that I have lined up, from Paris Milan to other YouTubers, you know what I mean? If you want to say, you know, other big names, you know, Brother Sanchez TV, Wode Mai, I talked to him for about an hour today. You know what I'm saying? I got like all 50, and it's hard to do these shows, man. Like, you know, I do that one. I got to do my British show. I missed them this week. So I do a lot of work, you know what I mean? And then, so I appreciate you guys. You know, I'm trying to bring, you know, brothers around from, you know, don't really matter the number of subscribers, but, 51, we need another one on one AM one. Well, you know, you definitely going to get it. So, you know, I try to put out as much as I can with all of my time that I have. I don't really have a whole lot of time all day, but I try to bring the brothers together. You know what I'm saying? So, again, thank you, brothers. Me and Sinful the P had an excellent show. I had to take it down because, you know, I knew somebody was going to take it down. They was going to flag it. So I am going to re-edit and upload that one. The Me and Show that me and Simple the P did Saturday is a classic. And then I did one with Mr. Controversy on Friday. The Great American Investor. I got to do him. We got to bring a show with him again. So, guys, thanks so much. You know what I'm saying? The Moderator Awards, go vote for him. I want to say one last thing. Y'all niggas need to check out the comic. Who in here has not read Dr. Action? You ready yet, Killzone?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go read it again.
It was good. Was it a classic?
Oh, shit. Man. Shit. They need you to go over there and write comedy over there at DC or Marvel because they fucking up. You look, killed that shit.
Who has not read my comic, Dr. Action? Please press 2. Let me know. Y'all are missing, Tamiki, did you read my comic yet? Y'all are missing a African-American classic. You know what? This comic is so good. I think Marvel might actually, and see, E.O. Wills, y'all are, okay, excessive. Oh, that's one of my brothers right there. Okay, hold on 1 second. I need everybody to do this real quick before we get about here. I need everybody to do me a favor. Boom. That's my comic is right there. Click on it, right? And if you need it, it's a classic right there. It's a free comic. This is why we tell you guys support what we're doing, you know, on the shows and on the Manosphere. You know, I got a lot of ebooks for free. We got the blog every day. But man, this classic is this Negro Manosphere comic is a classic, and we are working on right now Dr. Action versus Reverend Do You Wrong. Okay. that's on Patreon.
Oh man,
yes. And then we have, let me on, Dr. Action versus Niggas Lives Matter.
Oh no,
I already wrote that one too. No, it's Niggas Lives Don't Matter. Dr. Action versus Niggas Lives Don't Matter. Okay. This is a classic right here. All right. This shit is a classic. You don't see no other YouTubers doing no classic ass shit like this. And you just can't do this. Okay. And then wait till I hit him with the St. Negro's Hospital classic.
Man.
Dr. Action goes to Uganda. Y'all ain't even ready for that one. Huh. I got so many classics coming down the pike on you niggas in these comics. That this shit is classic. Marvel need to buy me out for $10 trillion right now. If they give it to me, Killzone, I might take it. $10 trillion, I might sell it to them. So y'all got to see, man. So we're already, for those of you guys already on Patreon, you know what I mean? It's a Manosphere comic, you know what I mean? So we're doing, thank you, brothers, for all your support, man, for everything. And DJ Killzone Jones, thank you. I thank you, all you brothers, man. And we're going to keep bringing black men together, even though I hate y'all niggas a lot of times. I'll keep it real because you niggas, y'all working my nerves. And y'all working, you know, Killzone, they're working my moderator's nerves. Right. And what happened to part 3? Excessive, man. I'm too busy doing all that shit. Okay, that's too much stuff. So I can't do everything. So you might not get it till next year. But y'all working my nerves. And y'all working where my moderators are tired of you niggas shit too. That's why they be fucking y'all niggas up. They tired of y'all shit. So me and the moderators all need a vacation from y'all. So we won't just be timing y'all to fuck out every chance we get. Okay. So again, thank you, brothers, for the support. Thank you for the moderators. Thank you for all the fans and subscribers. Help us keep getting better. All right. We're going to keep improving this shit. Thank you to Killzone, DJ Killzone, for the show, brother.
100.
Peace.
Peace.